This is it, the ultimate wellness show just for you. Wellness for Life Radio with Dr. Suzanne Bennett.
Inflammation controls our lives. Do you or your loved ones live with pain, obesity, diabetes, heart disease, migraines, or even cancer? If you answered yes to any of these disorders, you are dealing with inflammation. I am so excited today to introduce our guest, one of America's most trusted physicians and author of 42 health books, including his new one, The Inflammation Solution, When Everything Works and Nothing Hurts. Dr. William Sears, welcome to Wellness for Life, Dr. Sears. And why is inflammation the most common illness in America? What's going on there?
Thank you, Dr. Bennett. It's a pleasure to be on your show again. And inflammation, that is the big medical topic right now, because inflammation, some type of itis illness, is the number one reason people visit their doctor. So we've got a real epidemic in America. We are an inflamed nation. Now, inflammation simply means fire. We are a nation on fire. Now, inflammation is not always a bad thing. For example, you cut your finger, and the cut on the finger or the splinter in the finger triggers the immune system to come into the cut finger and heal your hurt. That's no inflammation. But sometimes the immune system gets out of balance. It gets its signals mixed up. It overheals, or sometimes it fights germs that they think are there but are not there, or it overfights. So it's an imbalance of the immune system, to put it simply. Inflammation is an imbalance of our immune system. It either underfights and we get sick and tired, or it overfights and we get some type of itis illness, like a wear and tear on the knee joint and an arthritis.
So all of those diagnoses that we get from our doctors when it comes to itises, arthritis, right? Thyroiditis, gastritis. I mean, these are all things that everyday people suffer from. And all of those drugs that we see in the stores that actually help with these, or at least relieve these symptoms, you're saying that this is all caused by inflammation.
Inflammation. And another cause, which people don't realize, is Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis. We lump those all into what are called neurodegenerative diseases, or cognitive vitis, an inflammation of the brain. So inflammation of the brain, actually now, for the first time in history, brain diseases have overtaken heart diseases as the number one illness in America. So the brain is now sicker than the heart.
Wow, wow. Let's talk a little bit about your book and your personal story. And how would you like to share your story about possibly, it must be inflammation?
Well, you know, you'd think a doctor would know better. And we doctors sometimes don't take care of ourselves. We don't do what we preach. We don't practice what we preach. So in 1997, I had a severe case of colon cancer. Now, I didn't know at the time, but the root cause of colon cancer, most of the time, is inflammation. The lining of the gut gets inflamed, cancer cells grow, and you get colon cancer. So that was my aha, wake-up call, that I have got to study inflammation. I've got to take care of my gut, because it's gut problems is where most of the inflammation starts, because 70-80% of your immune system resides in the gut. So that's when I said, I've got to take care of my gut. And that was my story, that was my motivation, and as most men, especially men doctors, it takes a serious illness, a wake-up call, to get you going in the right direction.
Yeah, I'm sure
that's
the case.
And that's why I wrote the book, Inflammation Solution.
Well, you know, I know that when it comes to the big C, cancer, everyone's afraid of it, but did you have any forms of early signs that something was wrong with your gut, Dr. Sears?
Not really. Not really. I just didn't take care of myself. I was 45 pounds overweight. I ate a lot of junk food. I didn't exercise as much. And that's when, after my cancer, I said, okay, here's the key. I'm going to make health my hobby. Bingo. That was a wake-up call, Dr. Bennett. Make health your hobby. Wow. What a hobby.
That makes sense.
And that's why I collected over years and years all the things a person could do to lower their risk of getting inflammation, an itis somewhere in the body.
Right, got it. So then, you know what? It's been almost 20 years. Almost 20 years
And I'm happy to report at the age of 75, I take no regular prescription medicines. I have the blood pressure and blood chemistry of a 20-year-old, and I'm enjoying, which is the subtitle of our book, I'm enjoying the goals of every senior, and that is everything works and nothing hurts.
I love it, because you know what? 75, you don't look 75. If anyone's out there seen a picture, and it's in, you know, in the book, The Inflammation Solution, there's a beautiful picture of you right in the front. No one ever would suspect that you've ever had cancer. Your vitality shines. You've got such good energy as we're talking together. So I'm super, super happy for you, but also that you are sharing valuable information. And in this inflammation, you mentioned earlier that it causes, when we have it, especially chronic illness, there's this kind of like sticky stuff going on in our blood vessels, sticky stuff going on in our body. Can you tell us what promotes that?
Yes. Sticky stuff is my science-made simple explanation of inflammation, because most inflammation books are too, they're hard to read, they're too complicated. So I wanted to simplify it. And as a pediatrician of over 40 years, after you've been around kids for a long time, we have a lot of kids, 8, you begin to think like a child, talk like a child, sometimes write like a child. So I wanted to make a very simple and fun explanation of inflammation. And that is my sticky stuff theory. Sticky stuff is just blood biochemicals that stick to the lining of your blood vessels and stick to the lining of your joints and your tissues. It's sticky stuff. And that's what a doctor measures when you go into and get your so-called inflammatory markers, they call it, of oxidized cholesterol, CRP, all the big words. Your doctor measures your level of sticky stuff. And so I figure, that makes sense. So let's just have a inflammation solution that lowers the level of sticky stuff. Now, and you know, the kids in my office, they love this analogy. And I was telling at first grade class one time, I was presenting on health, and I told them, you put sticky stuff in your mouth, you get stuff in your arteries, and you get sticky stuff in your joints, and that's why grandpa waddles and limps and has arthritis. You put sticky stuff in your mouth. So that night, I get a call the next day from a mom, and she says, guess what happened last night? We came home from school, and we went out to a burger joint. Let's call it Sticky's Burgers, okay? My husband piled us in the car, and we went out to a Sticky's Burgers. And as we're driving in, my six-year-old says to Daddy, Daddy, we can't put sticky stuff in our mouth. We'll get sticky stuff in our blood. Bingo. 6 years
Great
of
story.
Age.
Great story. You know, I mean, 6 years of age, they listen. And the fact that you described it so clearly, how important it is to reduce that sticky stuff, the inflammation in our body. What great information. Go to AskDrSears.com and you'll find more information about his book, The Inflammation Solution, When Everything Works and Nothing Hurts. Dr. William Sears, thanks so much. I really appreciate everything. This is Dr. Suzanne sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Until next time, stay well. We'll